This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
I don't know what that noise is. I'm hearing some jingling. Roger, we're going to check into it in a minute. A lot of big, serious news day out there. But, you know, I've actually decided and done my own research that I'm wrong, that I'm a bad person. I decided Obamacare is free. I decided that 2 + 2 = 5. I decided that if I had a business, I didn't build that. I decided that North Korea or Venezuela is a better place to live than just America that's partially free market. And I've decided that Trump really is a Russian agent. So am I. Because I've discovered that Santa Claus is real. You know, I always thought since I was a little kid, I hear some jingling over there. I always thought that, Santa Claus wasn't real. But actually, Santa Claus sent a couple of emissaries. We have a camera shot 5, please. Santa Claus did send emissaries. And, ladies and gentlemen, here are those emissaries now. Go to camera 5. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, from the North Pole, Mimi. Oh, my gosh. And Shorty.
Hi.
Thank you. It's very nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too.
How you doing?
Good. Been busy staying in the North Pole.
But, along with that, we're just here to bring some Christmas cheer to make you happy and bring lots of gifts and goodies.
Well, thank you. Does Santa like me?
No, yes, he does.
Is Santa, did Santa vote for President Trump?
Yeah, he did. That's for true. He did.
Well, you know, Santa is a racist. I mean, he's white.
He wears a
he's an effing white male.
And he wears a red suit, let's be clear.
He picks on midgets, too, the elves.
Absolutely. He like bosses you around.
He don't like the mean ones. That's just my buddy here.
Yeah.
But he likes the sweet and gentle ones. Because they're the ones that give them all the goodies.
Well, you guys are going to be co-hosting with me tonight. This is going on for 30-something hours. So tonight, for a couple hours, you're going to co-host with me and Alexa. Alexa's here, the AI global assistant. Alexa, what are elves?
Autonomous individuals or covert cells who, according to the ELF press office, use economic sabotage and guerrilla warfare to...
Arrest these people. Arrest these people immediately.
Yeah. Alexa, that sounds like Democrats.
Oh, hell
yeah. That's a Democrat, not an elf.
Well, you're just a... Why do you think I'm an elf?
Alexa, what is an elf? Not the Animal Liberation Army, but what is an elf?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. The Earth Liberation Front, ELF, also known as Elves or the Elves, is the collective name for autonomous individuals.
See, everything is left. Be quiet. Quiet, Alexa.
I voted for Trump.
Yeah, I made her stop.
I found on Wikipedia.
Stop.
Yeah, I know they said Jesus Christ was a fictional character.
Let me get serious.
The Earth Liberation Front.
Be quiet, Alexa.
Known as Elves or the Elves.
Alexa.
Is the collective...
Well, that's its trigger word.
Okay, there you go.
Alexa.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, is Santa Claus real?
I don't know him personally, but I've heard a lot of good things about Santa. If I ever meet him, I'll tell you.
Alexa, but they teach at universities that he's an effing white male.
That's love.
Let me ask you another question, Alexa. I'm actually here with real elves. What would you like to say with them? There you go. The AI doesn't like you. Guys, you are awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to see you more later in the hour. Go get some lunch. We got some lunch
thank
in there
you.
Before you get back on your sleigh and everything and fly away. Thank you. Oh, you brought me news. Amtrak derailment train crashes. That's sad to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sad.
Bad news.
And don't blame it on the elves.
We made it happen.
We're not blaming you. We're not blaming you for that very serious issue, actually.
That's the same Amtrak that you used to get over here.
Well, I tell you, it's scary. But seriously, let's talk later about a lot of things that are going to be on my Christmas list, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got to make a nice long list.
Is it going to be a naughty or
good?
It's going to be good. I'm not a naughty person.
Yeah, good one. Not
there
funny.
You go.
All right, ladies, that's Mimi and Shorty here from the North Pole. It's real. Like Obamacare being free and the Russia investigation being real. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Roger Stone is my guest here in studio, and I intend to open the phones up a little bit later in the fourth hour today. We have Matt Dubiel hosting, but I think I'm going to be co-hosting with him, and we're going to have a 34-hour broadcast today. We're only a few hours into this right now, so it's going to go straight through tomorrow live. I'm going to be here tonight. I'm going to interview Alexa on air some more. I'm going to have the elves that we just had in the studio, some of the little people. You know, the politically correct folks say don't call them midgets or don't call them, but that's what they want to be called. Nice folks from the North Pole, they're here with us. I thought we'd have some Christmas fun. Didn't know the news would be so heavy today, but let's get into the really serious stuff. Let's recap for people that just joined us before we break some new important news on the current ongoing plan to overthrow Trump and then reverse the prosperity, reverse the return of the Republic. This is one of the most important times, Roger, undoubtedly, in my view, since the founding of the country. What do you think?
Look, Alex, you and I have begun talking about the 25th Amendment takedown of Trump, which is the establishment's plan B, if their hitman Mueller shoots and loses, and today they call us conspiracy theorists. Very shortly they will call us sages because this is going down. There's an active operation in Washington. Senator Sasse is involved. Senator Corker is involved. Jeb Bush is involved. Reince Priebus is involved at all levels of the party. Mitch McConnell has his fingerprints all over this. And the way it works is simple. They're going to ratchet up all of the Trump is crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy. I don't think Corey Lewandowski helped this because of the way he depicts the president in his new book.
No, I agree, but it's obviously not going to work. And so what do they do if that fails like everything else they've done?
Well, they don't yet know that it's not going to work, and they're deeply committed to it. But people need to understand the background on Joe Scarborough. Matt Gaetz, who now has Scarborough's seat in Congress and worked for Scarborough, made it clear that Joe talked about running for president every single day he was a congressman. Joe Scarborough believes he should have been the Republican nominee in 2016. Joe Scarborough believes that once Trump was nominated, the guy he should have picked for vice president was Joe Scarborough. So he is deeply bitter and envious and jealous of the president. Now, he used to brown-nose as a president. He used to hang out at Mar-a-Lago and take free trips on the president's plane to Florida.
So he's a scorned woman.
Exactly. And this is all.
And the word is Scarborough attracted to Trump?
I think Scarborough has been attracted to women, mostly the kind you pay for their services. He runs through an enormous amount of cash, according to people around him. He's a wastrel, but he's not going to be president, and he's deeply jealous about the fact that Donald Trump is.
Alexa, Who is Joe Scarborough?
Charles Joseph Joe Scarborough, born April 9, 1963, the American cable news host and former politician.
Most people don't know Joe Scarborough was a registered Democrat for most of his adult life.
Why did Alexa? Why did Joe Scarborough leave Congress?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, what was the name of the intern who had her brains bashed out in his office?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Shouldn't we all know her name?
Well, it's easily findable on Google. Looks to me like Alexa doesn't want to find it.
That's right. Alexa, what is the Communist Party?
A Communist Party is a political party that advocates the application of the social and economic principles of communism through state policy.
Alexa,
who is Jesus Christ?
Here's what I found on Wikipedia. Jesus, also referred to as Jesus of Nazareth and Jesus Christ, was a Jewish preacher and religious leader who is the central figure of Christianity. Christians believe him to be the Son of God and the awaited Messiah, Christ, prophesied in the Old Testament.
That's funny, Alexa. Last week when I asked you, you told me he was a fictional character.
They've changed it.
Busted.
Let me ask her one more important question before we get to this Joe Scarborough news. Alexa, what is the Nazi Party?
The National Socialist German Workers' Party, abbreviated NSDAP, commonly known in English as the Nazi Party, from the Ger. Pronunciation of Nationalsozialist, the political party in Germany between 1919 and 1945.
Notice she said socialist. Alexa, who was Adolf Hitler?
Adolf Hitler was a German politician who was the leader of the Nazi Party, Chancellor of Germany from 1933 to 1945 and Führer of Nazi Germany from 1934 to 1945.
Now, the last time we asked the question, she said he was bad and horrible, but didn't say that about Stalin, so they've had to update this.
Yeah, well, Alexa, is National Socialism an ideology of the left or the right?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa.
It's a left-wing ideology, believes in control of the state.
Exactly. Alexa, is socialism on the left or the right?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, what is leftist ideology?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Broad Left is a coalition of leftist members, usually involving independents, members of the Labor Party, and members of organized revolutionary leftist movements within a trade union, or members of a political party that appeals to a wide range of leftist ideologies, such as left unity.
And that is the definition of communism right there.
Yes, indeed.
Amazing. Simply amazing. Back to Scarborough. Let's start playing some of the Scarborough. Where now they're trying to overthrow the president, but and if we expose it's a fraud, we're calling for violence when they're the ones trying to foment it. Here it is.
Of Alabama. You think they would have, I mean this, you think they would have learned their lesson and said, okay, well, we are really turning off younger voters. We're really turning off women. We're really turning off people who aren't just the most hardcore Bannonite Republicans. And what do they do right after that? They get state-run TV and Republicans going out saying, fire Bob Mueller.
It's state-run TV now to have C-SPAN hearings. And meanwhile, Trump's saying, don't fire Mueller. It's the same lie. It's just all lies.
Yeah, in fact, even the fiercest critics of Mueller in the Congress have not called for him to be fired. They've been called on him to be reined in, and they've called for the appointment of a special prosecutor on Uranium One.
I was about to say, you can't just give Hillary a pass on this, and you just can't have, when they're all caught colluding and it's a fake investigation, somebody's got to go to jail.
Well, wait a minute. We had a lot of trouble getting Hillary's emails, but Mueller had no problem getting Donald Trump's like that. Is it ironic that the guy at NSA, at GSA, who refused to hand over all the records of the Trump campaign to Mueller, suddenly dies, and then Mueller gets them? That's curious.
Oh, man, I tell you. Alexa, What is Uranium-1?
Uranium-1 is a Canadian uranium mining company with headquarters in Toronto, Ontario.
Not very newsworthy.
Not very newsworthy. Alexa, who is the 45th president of the United States?
The 45th U.S. president is Donald Trump.
You know they hate that, don't they?
Boy, they really do.
Oh, what a great year. Alexa, why don't Jeff Bezos' eyes point the same direction?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
You know what, Alexa? You're nothing but a big, dirty, ugly tentacle out of that big, corrupt, globalist psychopath operation you got over there. You're just as sick as Apple and all their Foxconn slave laboratories.
I don't know that.
I know you don't know nothing. You want us all to be scum like you. All right, Roger Stone, we're going to play the rest of Scarborough when we come back. Then we've got Craig Sawyer. You're going to get to get some lunch. Infowars.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays all year long. But sometimes the holidays can really hurt. Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use safe moisturizing Toprasin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprasin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramps, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Toprasin Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Toprasin is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective, they're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Toprasin makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Toprasin is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprasin. Rub it in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWars, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been given staggering information. You know, this information is so important, I can't go on air at this time. I'm gonna air some tapes here and get ready with this because it's just too big. And we're going to work on some things here in the studio. And then I'm going to come back in a few minutes with the breaking information. I want to get it lined up. I want to get it prepared. I want to get it focused. So please stay with us, InfoWars.com/show. Tell everyone you know, tune in right now. And we will be back here in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and air the breaking down of Mueller's Waterloo. I'm going to air that, and then I'm going to come back on the other side of that and air that now.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C.
Last week, we saw congressional hearings as new documents were released showing total collusion between senior FBI, the Justice Department, the Clintons, Obama, Fusion GPS, where many of the agents' wives and husbands worked, getting money from the FBI to create the fraud. We've now learned of multiple individuals that worked at Fusion GPS that then also had family in the FBI Justice Department, and they're in the emails and text messages saying, we're going to set Trump up, we're going to make this up. We got to stop them. And, of course, it's known that that is all completely made up, but that's what they used to get the fake warrants and just all the rest of it. It's simply incredible. And then the media spins all of this like Trump hates the FBI. No, Trump hates the Clinton criminal network, the coup over the Bureau that got control. That's what happened. And how they've had a political reign of terror, prosecuting conservatives, libertarians, Christian groups, removing 501c3 standing, having the IRS harass people. I mean, it has been Dinesh D'Souza going to prison for doing nothing. One trillionth of what Hillary's done. This political reign of terror we've been witnessing that looks like something you'd have in communist China or Nazi Germany or socialist Venezuela today. This is Banana Republic garbage. And I don't see how they're going to get out of this now, because more documents are coming out as the FBI goes under contempt of Congress and Trump is basically ordering them to release it. Rosenstein's in deep trouble. He's a Clinton operative. And you've got McCabe, the ringleader, we now learn, when he was deputy director, now acting director. Think of the bad advice Trump got, man. He didn't know. He got advised, oh, this is a good guy, sir. And he is the ring leader in the text messages, in the emails, and in the notes of the meetings where they're like, we got to bring candidate Trump down. He's like, well, I don't think he's going to get elected, but I agree with you. Well, we got to set up an insurance policy. I mean, wow. And then Rosenstein's involved in Uranium One. So is Mueller. I mean, these people need to be arrested on espionage charges. And I've been saying this for a long time. It's why they got so scared of Trump getting in and went with the Russia narrative. Because every one of these individuals is up to their eyeballs in Russian money. They're all part of these law firms that get the waivers when Clinton was in so they could do these deals and be on the boards of companies where they don't even invest money and then they get huge dividends. Other people have to invest $5 million, $10 million in one of the companies Mueller's involved in. Mueller made no investment and gets money from it. Oh, we're just going to put you on the company. You don't do anything. Here's money. Because he killed the investigation into Uranium One. I mean, this is open and shut. A jury would fry Mueller. If there was still an electric chair, he'd be sent to it like the Rosenbergs for espionage. Former FBI Assistant Director James Hallstrom called disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok a total moron, close quote. And by total moron, I mean he's in emails and text messages framing people who belongs in Leavenworth. That's a quote. I don't just get up here and say they should go to prison. I know how to read the law.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
One of our great producers out here, Daria, who actually did intelligence for the U.S. Army and Special Forces, ran in here and said, look at this. We've been looking at this for the last 30 minutes. It's confirmed. And this is breaking right now here on air. Because when I learned this news during the last break, my head exploded. Because I remember Antifa pledging all over the country, but especially in the Midwest and in the West, to derail trains in areas where oil field work is being done. And now, it's going down. .org has removed the article, but it is saved on archive.is. Olympia, Washington, train track sabotage to stop fracking equipment. And this is from just a few months ago on 4/20/17. Early in the morning on April 20th, we poured concrete on the train tracks that lead out of the port of Olympia to block any trains. This action was done to disrupt the movement of trains carrying parts used in natural gas fracking. And they go on to say, stop the 500 years of colonization and industrialization. This is basically communist Earth First type stuff. And they talk about staging more terror attacks. So the story has just gone up on Infowars.com. It has just been posted. Choosing sides, getting organized. And guess what? They have their little communist flag for Antifa. And their black flag for no surrender. But guess what? Let's go back to the piece. Let's go back to their Twitter. They may have pulled the article off their site, but not their Twitter. Here we endorse crimes like pouring concrete on train tracks. We also include a how-to-do video at the bottom of the article. Imagine. These are people funded by the Democratic Party and Soros openly talking about how to sabotage train tracks. And they've now just pulled the article off their page, but not their Twitter yet. So we're exposing it all here. We've got a bunch of people dead, 80 plus at the hospital. The train goes off the tracks into the highway on Route 5. Not out the middle of nowhere, but right where Antifa would probably strike for maximum damage. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up, on the loose. Sirens in my head. Grab up the silence of circuit today.
Craig Sawyer joins us with some huge exclusive breaking news on law enforcement and military intelligence agencies around the Western world rounding up massive pedophile rings. So he's going to be joining us here in just a moment and be with us a little bit in the next hour. It hit me like a ton of bricks when I learned of this today because I remembered news articles where Antifa, communist socialist groups funded by George Soros, were openly calling for sabotaging trains that were in regions where oil drilling or fracking was going on, and where I read on their own sites calls for attacking Trump Tower, Trump golf courses, you name it. They say violence is okay. If you go to their Twitter page, they brag in Washington about attacking train tracks with concrete blocks that they form at the site for sabotage and derailment of trains. Here we endorse crimes, again, in their own words. Here we endorse crimes like pouring concrete on train tracks. We also include a how-to video at bottom of the article. We're not going to show you the how-to video, but before they take it down as evidence, let's download it. Now, I remember all this. In the last 6 months, they've already derailed trains in Washington. So now, they pulled down the article, Olympia, Washington, train track sabotage to stop fracking, where they brag about derailing trains and how they're going to do it more and how they're training others how to do it. Then we have Amtrak derailing onto the highway, killing at least three and over 80% of the hospital, crashing down into cars and all of that horrible carnage. You have a criminal group saying we derail trains. They were never busted. They never got in trouble because there's so many of these groups. Now this has happened, and I guarantee you mainstream media will attack me for even implying that Antifa would do such a thing. But they're prime suspects after infrastructure. But this is simply amazing. And notice it happened in a very populated area, not on the rest of the scenic route, perfectly placed for Antifa. So what horrible, horrible, horrible people that they've already done it. They videotaped themselves doing it, and it wasn't even national news. And I just saw it, you know, as a footnote and kind of mentioned it because we just are used to these bullies. It's like what they do. So the story is now up on Infowars.com. And again, headline, Antifa admits to sabotaging railways, trying to derail trains, and training others to do it in the very state where this just happened. Unbelievable. It's like somebody says, I'm going to attack the Empire State Building with a dump truck, and then it happens, you are the suspect. Wow. So those stories are up on Infowars.com right now. We need to get this story out to everybody. Now, joining us is a great guy, frequent guest on the broadcast, and he's got a lot of exciting things going on, Craig Sawyer, and there's a lot of things I want to cover with him today, and we're going to be going over that with him. But early on, we told you that Trump was putting a focus on and green lighting, going after pedophile rings. We've seen unlimited arrests going on. We've seen just massive things happening, but then no coverage once it happens. No coverage of what's happened once it unfolds. So the press has not been willing to cover it. You'll see hundreds of arrests here, hundreds of arrests there, all these children, all these women freed, and then no coverage after that. So Craig had an idea in the last year. He's now put it into action, tacticalinsider.com, vetsforchildrescue.org. There's a new TV program and film they're developing. I think it's best Craig break down just some of the basic facts and then give you the breaking news. Then we have a trailer for one of the first installments. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back on, Alex. It's always a pleasure.
Where do you want to start here? Again, Craig Sawyer, should have said Marine veteran, former Navy SEAL, sniper, TV show host, you name it, Fox News analyst. I mean, there's so much to cover in your bio, competition, top shot. So again, firearms expert, what got you into this, and where is the rabbit trail from all your sources led you?
Well, what got me into this, Alex, really was having the network of fellow professionals that could help in situations like this, and just having my heart pounded on after learning the nature of this crisis and what they're doing to the children, these child traffickers, after the Trump election and the increase of the arrests on child traffickers. So I just really could not look away, Alex, and I rallied my resources and connections against it, and that's really what Veterans for Child Rescue is all about. We started off to be an alert service, to alert the populace to the fact that there is a serious crisis of child trafficking inside the continental United States. And then we branched out with that capability to do additional things, extracting the child victims themselves, arresting the perps now, and empowering the children through preventive educational programs. And one that I found to be particularly inspiring that I want to take national if I can get that meeting with Ivanka.
I want to play the trailer here in a moment. Tell us what this is the trailer for.
Okay.
Because you've got a bunch of things in development. I don't want to give out any of the secrets about the show. I mean, describe the little trailer piece we're about to play.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a quick snapshot of some of the earlier footage of our documentary series. We've started off with a two-hour feature film documentary that's going to get at least 50 million viewers, probably 100 million viewers or more. So we're excited about it, and it's an entire effort to alert the populace, show them what the mainstream news media apparently refuses to tell the people. And it's really, Alex, it's a story of me going around the country, dealing with the perpetrators, the victims, the witnesses, law enforcement, and finding out what really is going on with this. And it's a story of my journey of learning and alerting the American people. So it's this is a quick snapshot of the early parts of it.
Now, I've seen some of the names you're working with and some of the notes I've been given, but that's not in these notes. Should I get to the name of it?
Yeah, well, the working title right now is Contraland, and it comes off of the word contraband, and sadly enough, sickeningly enough, our children have become the new contraband for the black market. So they're treating children like the next narcotic or, you know, black market arms dealer currency. So they're the new contraband, and so, you know, the staff came up with the working title, Contraland. We may change that, but for now, that's the title.
Where literally, it's not art, it's not drugs anymore, it's children, and we see Hollywood, the whole culture. You know, they said, a year ago, we were talking about this, none of it's happening, there are no pedophiles, and now we see Hollywood getting busted and all of it coming out. It's really amazing. So again, here's a short director's cut version. The documentary trailer, the working title is Contraland, refers to children, now sadly becoming another commodity, contraband on the black market, as he just said. We've been tweeting that at Ivanka Trump, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and others to get them to start covering it so the whole dam will break. We're going to retweet that right now at Real Alex Jones. So here is a little snippet.
What kind of demand for child sex justifies the number 2 million child sex slaves?
Everybody has access to your kids like they've never had access to your kids before.
Child rape consumption country in the world is right here in the United States.
Go to break and talk about this, but from what I've researched, that's one reason the leftists and the globalists want to bring in all these quote migrants and undocumented and kind of not even having to be listed or named when they come across the border, is that then they can just disappear.
Well, it's not to the migrants' benefit. It's not that the globalists are so kind-hearted that they want these migrants to have a better life. Look, if they import terror and if they import criminals, then they have the excuse to treat us all like terrorists and criminals and take more of our rights. So it's just a big game that the globalists play, and they put it under the title or guise of being compassionate, but it's like everything else that comes from them, it's just a lie.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or Big Berkey Water Filter. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Down here at InfoWars, neither is Craig Sawyer, and you're the reason we're here. Your support, your prayers. In the last hour, we discovered, and I got so angry, I'd remembered that Antifa had said that they would attack trains and had attacked trains in Oregon to stop commerce in America. Well, guess what? It turns out there in the town where this happened, in that area, dozens were camping out there to physically stand in front of the trains, block the tracks, and sabotage it. So it's now, the media will try to cover this up, but Gateway Pundit hasn't. Until every officer is down, Antifa anarchists sabotage train in Olympia, have commune raided by police, and are camping on the tracks in multiple towns and cities, including where the train got hit. So, Craig Sawyer, you're a former counterterrorism guy and a federal officer. I want to get back in this segment and a few more with you into the new two-hour pilot documentary film contraband and the breakthrough stuff you're about to give us exclusively here about having gotten access to law enforcement, because none of the other media will cover it. That's why they brought you in, because they're scared, because I guess they're trying to cover it up. We've seen that. What do you make of this train derailment and the calls to remove Trump and Joe Scarborough saying get ready for a civil war as their whole Russia thing disintegrates?
I can't imagine any other country, Alex, where any of this would be tolerated for 1 minute. I would expect for there to be a massive law enforcement response to this. It's an act of terror. It's clearly an act of terror. My background's in counterterrorism. I know terrorism when I see it. I don't know why this is being tolerated. This should be answered with an overwhelming law enforcement answer, a swift one. This is just only in bizarro world is this allowed to just fester and continue the way that it is. I don't understand it.
Absolutely. And again, they're on their official itsgoingdown.org site saying we've sabotaged trains. Here's a video of us doing it, and we're going to do it more. And then months later, in the very area, nothing's done. I mean, local police have been raiding them, but it didn't stop it. I mean, this is just insane. Imagine if they all strike across the entire country as MoveOn.org and the Antifa groups are calling for if Trump doesn't step down. I mean, I guess they're just going to burn all the train tracks, blow everything up, and then we're just going to let them do it. And just unbelievable. Well,
it's just perplexing. Just ridiculous. This is a ridiculous situation. I'm waiting for the SWAT teams to descend upon those who are behind Antifa, the funding, the management. Who is it that are urging these misguided children, if you will, and young college students and just lost adults to go commit acts of terror against their own country? Why are they not behind bars for what they've done already? It's insane.
And I love how they demonize all industry as if it's bad and then don't think if they put stuff out there, it's going to derail a passenger train with men, women, and children on it who are now dead. I mean, if indeed that's what this was. But they're saying attack it, so they're prime suspects.
Well, if you look at it from an adult perspective, it could only be an undeveloped mind that would come up with such a ridiculous notion to go blow things up and somehow think that it's going to improve anything. So I look at it more as a tactic by our enemy to try to divide and manipulate the weak-minded in the United States and misguide them against us, against the patriotic Americans, against American strength and our best interest. So I just see that those as unwitting pawns who are being abused and probably cast aside and sacrificed by George Soros and other.
Oh, absolutely. Let's get back into the film now. But obviously, breaking news, Craig Sawyer here, former highly decorated Navy SEAL, Patriot, TV show host, you name it, now working on a documentary that's nearing completion, 2 hours long, Contraland. Wow. I mean, I'm just seeing the footage. You've been given access to exclusively law enforcement raids around the country. Tell us what you've discovered.
Well, we're discovering that this is a really widespread, pervasive problem with the child trafficking, and that it's a very complex one. In some areas, we've got district attorneys and sheriffs that are opening their arms and saying, thank God you're here. Let's do some great business. And we've got some fantastic operations that we are just now starting, new operations for us, where we're going to be able to put the perpetrators away and rescue the children victims that are in their possession. And other places where, sadly enough, district attorneys and sheriffs are saying, we don't want people to know that this goes on and this is such a big problem in our city. So no, thank you. We're not going to cooperate with you and play ball. We'd rather keep it hidden. And my God, to us, that was like a kick in the stomach. Like, well, no wonder this is so big. You know, evil expands. And that's how we got here. That's how we got in this mess of the evil tentacles wrapped itself around our country to the degree that it did and has the grip on our country that it does is because weak men looked away and allowed it. And we cannot tolerate, we cannot afford that mindset any longer. We have to pull up our big boy pants as American citizens and all do a little bit so that together we can have a huge effect at beating this back. Because God help us, man, if we can't stand up for the innocent, precious children, then who are we? We got no business breathing breathing up oxygen if we can't do that. That's the least among us. At least among us should be able to do that. So we're just trying to rally the people to pay attention and join us, man. We're not asking everybody to be the one to stand up and save the day for everybody. But if we all do a little bit, it counts for a lot.
Well, I know that I've been briefed by people that have been on federal task forces and assigned to them. And they say you can bust a few of the low level, but then it's always up above it, especially when they're having big football events or big championship events that the globalists pick cities that will cover it up, just like you were saying, and then they just stop even federal law enforcement, military task forces that have tried to be involved, and they say 100% it is expanding, as you said, and now becoming like a commodity. It's become so pervasive, it's become basically industrialized. They have formulas. And that what's fueling it is the massive amounts of migrants. We know that Hillary got caught and a bunch of her people went to prison trying to ship in thousands of little kids out of Haiti without any records, and a bunch of them disappeared. And so this is a sickening commodity, and that's why they want giant, unwashed third-world populations that are unvetted, because they can just be disappeared. That's why you find these trailers with 60, 70, 80 men, women, and children in them dead just because somebody didn't pay the money at the other end like they wanted. They just lock the door, and everybody dies. I mean, this is – and then Robert Rodriguez makes films about how Texans are on the border shooting Hispanics, when meanwhile it's the Mexican cartels and the Democratic Party who literally use Hispanics like throwaway garbage.
Yeah, well, I believe as Trump drains the swamp, we'll be able to remove people in key leadership positions throughout the chain of command and federal and local law enforcement that are perpetuating the problem. There, as you alluded to, there are no-go zones and times surrounding the Super Bowl with all these elites that come in. They descend upon a city, and they want to purchase every manner of perversion, children being one of those, and it's provided for them. And law enforcement.
And that's not allowed. Why so many elites go to the big Kentucky Derbies or the Super Bowl in Houston or any of these places is for that time it becomes the no-go zone, and then there's promised protection for huge amounts of payments just for that time.
Sadly enough, it's true. Sadly enough, it's true. Same thing with the border. There are areas and times where there are corridors that are looked away from, and both sides know it. And we, the people, are suffering the consequences of it. So, again, as these people, these subversives and obstructionists throughout the chain of command are removed, I think things will clean up, and it'll make a lot more sense, and there'll be an increase in the rate of the cascading avalanche of failures of these criminal enterprises that are abusing so many of the children.
I was about to bring that up. They are running scared right now. They are wild-eyed desperate.
I know at least one area in Dallas where a bunch of high rollers are packing up have already left overseas, literally left overnight. We're talking about very, very wealthy people packed up and left. So I think that's got to do with some of what's going on with the DOJ and probably some of the slush fund surrounding what's going on with the congressional slush fund for sexual abuses. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, there are people already fleeing the country, Alex. People of great means and significance. So these are bizarre times for sure.
There's a total war. Imagine when the history books are finally written when we win this. I mean, the stuff that's going to come out. There's always been this attitude of if stuff's really horrible, it'll destroy the economy, just cut it out, get rid of it. But that allowed it to actually grow. Now it's going to have to all come out.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Information's key, man. That's why I love your title, InfoWars, man. That's where it's at.
Stay there, Craig Sawyer. And let me just say it before. Remember the Dev Group, Patriot. We're going to come back and get more into the film when it's coming out, how people support it. Don't forget, support us. Free shipping store-wide. Last day to have guaranteed shipping to your house. If you're Christmas shopping at InfoWars, help beat the globalists. And you see the work we do. We deserve your support. We need it. Thank you so much.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first
for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.